Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. Say it is a good day. This is the day the Lord hath made. The Bible said we can rejoice and be glad therein. I hope today that you're rejoicing in God because He loves you, and He so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would never perish but have everlasting life. And I'm so glad to report to you today that God loves you. Nobody ever cared for you like our Lord. Well, let's get right into our broadcast today by doing this beautiful song for you right here. And I hope you enjoy this song. I want to send this up to a good friend of mine, Maude Cruz. Hope she's doing well this morning.
Well, not long ago, I was thinking of home. I wondered if Mama was there all alone. I thought I'd drop by as I had before, but the sound from within made me stop at the door. She was praying, a sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, her voice was pleading and clear. The sound of her voice as she spoke my name brought tears to my eyes, my heart filled with shame. Praying for someone like me. I was walking one night, I felt so alone. My heart was so heavy from the troubles I'd known. I hadn't noticed a church that was near till the sound from within seemed to fill the air. They were praying, sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, the children that God loves so dear. Outside in the darkness I could not see, but I could picture them down on their knees, praying for someone like me.
Yes, sir, they were praying for someone just like me. I want to send out to Carol and Anna and Cole and appreciate their offering on the broadcast, and I picked it up from my son down at Kroger's. And I appreciate that, Carol. Appreciate that, Ann. And I'm so glad that you're listening to the broadcast. Well, I got some good news for you. You can pick us up now. And I hadn't mentioned this, but on the streaming audio on the website, we got a web page, and I haven't mentioned a web page, but I appreciate Daryl and Dana Olson. They take care of my web page. And I got a letter from Daryl here from out in Arizona, and he said that you could pick it up on, let me get my card out here now. He says that you can now pick it up on smartphone, and we thank God for you. He said, you are someone who deserves to be surrounded by all that is special in life today and always. Happy birthday to Martha, and I appreciate Daryl. Daryl and Dana Olson, they take care of our webpage, STBI www.riverntommybounce.org. If you want to pull it up on your cell phone or on your laptop or on your internet, you can pick it up there. It is STBI.org. That's all you have to do, and you'll open up to Tommy Mounce's ministry. And I appreciate Daryl and appreciate Dana Olson. They've been, they've had my web page for many years now, and they do a great job, and I can't say enough about them and the love that they have for our ministry. And I appreciate people who love the ministry, and I appreciate you. I appreciate this card I got from, let me see here, from Glenna Brown. I love this card. She said, "Happy birthday greeting to Martha. There are some people who are always a pleasure to be around because they have a special quality, and that brings out the best in others. You're the one of those special people, and that's why it just seems natural to wish for you all the happiness and the most wonderful birthday ever. Enjoy your day." And Martha did. She enjoyed her day, and we enjoyed being with her, and she got rather tired. But anyhow, we spent the day there. I got home about 5 o'clock last Sunday afternoon, and I preached up at Red Sulphur, and I was pretty well exhausted. But anyhow, I enjoyed being with Martha. So I enjoy the people who care about Martha. She's a great singer, and they love to hear her sing. So I'm going to do some more music by her real soon, like, okay? Here's a song. I hope you enjoy this one also.
Years of my childhood, I recall them now and then, when at the home with the family all were there. But the family circle's been broken, it's not the same anymore. Up there we'll meet again on heaven's shore. I wonder if the family circle be together once again, over there on heaven's shining shore. Never more to separate, we'll sing around the throne. I wonder if the family circle will all be home. Will Daddy be there waiting when I cross the chilling tide? Will Mama be there standing by his side? I pray the family circle will be the present by and by, in the land where the soul will never die. I wonder if the family circle will be together once again, over there on heaven's shining shore. Never more we'll separate, we'll sing around the throne. I wonder if the family circle will all be home. I wonder if the family circle will all be home.
Let me mention my website again. I appreciate Dana and Daryl Olson, who takes care of our website, and I just give them the music and the ministry, and they put it in there, and I appreciate the love and the support they have for our radio ministry. Daryl is in Arizona, and Dana here is in Princeton. He's a doctor here in Princeton Hospital, and they do a marvelous job. I appreciate also Doris Neely. I hope you continue to pray for her, and let's pray for Patty and Mary Harper. They're having a battle right now. I'll be going to the Pillar of Truth this morning for Barry and filling in for him. And you pray for Barry and pray for Patty. And let's just pray for everyone right now. Let's pray. Father, I pray for all of my unseen audience. I know, Lord, I feel, Lord, just like calling upon you right now for everyone who is listening to this radio ministry. people who have labored with me and paid. And Lord, I was talking the other day to the man over at the radio station, and the years that we've been on here preaching the gospel and singing, and Lord, and we've been successful, but Lord, we don't brag on ourselves, we brag on you. It's all because of you, and I pray for the sick, I pray for the shut-in, I pray for that one, Lord, right now who is calling upon your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Well, let's go right back now and listen to this song right here.
You have friends in glory land who've left because of pain. There'll be no pain in glory land. They'll suffer pain no more. So weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore. The Lamb in glory land will walk. The blind up there will see. The death in glory land will hear. The dumb will talk to me. There'll be no sun in glory land. The moon and stars won't shine, for Christ himself is light up there. We'll live on love divine. So weep not, friend, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore. So weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there to die no more.
Church growth does not just happen. You know, this morning I want to talk to you about some churches have never decided to grow. And if we had children that were like a church, some churches just set status quo and they're completely satisfied with just what they are and what they're doing and how things are going. They seem like they're just not really concerned about growth. Well, if you had a child like that, you'd really be concerned. You'd be so concerned that you'd do everything possible to try to bring healing to that person. I know I have a great-granddaughter who they take her to Cincinnati. I mentioned Keeley Faith many times, and I want you to continue to pray for her. She's a great person. She's a beautiful girl, but she has a problem. But we're concerned about her, and I'm hoping that God will soon open up her body so that she can, oh, I'd love to see her walk and talk and be like other children. And you know what? I'm concerned about that. We say, well, here we are. Come and find us. We hang a shingle up on the door and we put a sign out the mouth of the road and say, well, church located just about a mile up the road, you'll run into our church. So we hang up our shingle, and we think everybody's going to hunt us down and come to see us. Well, this is the way that we have always done it, they say. And, well, if we've always done it like that, it worked before, sure it'll work now. Well, it just won't. We can't take a status quo. We can't maintain a status quo. But that is not enough. We've got to have more. What does it mean to decide to grow? Well, there's a story. Did you ever have your child to back up to the wall and say, how much have I grown, Daddy, Mama? And I've taken a pencil and reach across the top of their head and make a mark on the wall. And it's not very long when they come back again and say, hey, have I grown any? And they make another mark upon the wall. Well, take a look at where we are. Take a look at your church. Take a look at where you're at right now. Have you grown any? Have you made a mark? Have you set any goals? Have you made any commitments to God? Well, have we made a lot of commitments that we never kept to God? Do the figures go up or do they go down? And you know, I would feel sorry for a church today that is just in a status quo. It's not going anywhere. It's like the old dog that was down at the railroad track one day in the pasture station, and this lady went over and she petted this old hound on the head. He was in the crate. And she said to the baggage man, said, where's this dog going? He said, we don't know, ma'am. See, he's chewed up the tag, and we don't know his destination. Well, is that the way your church is? You chewed on the tag so long that you've chewed up the tag and don't have a destination? Well, what has been our growth here lately? What's been our church growth lately? I don't think I've ever seen a church that didn't want to grow. But when it's not growing, we ought to find out why it's not growing and get busy and see some church growth come into the church. But do we want to grow up? Do we want the church to grow? Well, a lot of people do. A lot of people want to see the church grow. The church must take a serious look at where we are and a vision, to how and where it can grow to. And it can grow. I mean, it won't just happen. Put forth a little effort. With a decision to grow comes change. You've got to have change if you're going to grow. Maybe things are not just comfortable the way you are. Maybe the preacher is not satisfied. Maybe the congregation is not satisfied. I used to make a statement, sit, soak, and sour. And my good friend said to me one day, he said, Tommy, I got another one for you. He said, sit, rot, rut, and rot. Well, we can do sit, soak, and sour or rut and rot until we plumb gone. Hey, a cigarette commercial said, we'd rather fight than switch. And a lot of people would. They'd rather fight than change. We want change, but afraid it will come. Change is growth. That's what brings in growth. Change is hard, but it's exciting. It's exciting when we see the church growing since people committed to Christ. With change comes decisions. And when we make decisions and decide that we're going to grow, then we need to find out what we got to do and get out and get busy. The church must realize the community around us is changing. The church can have changes without compromising. We don't have to compromise the gospel to see church growth come. There is a price for the church growth. Leadership with vision. Without a vision, people perish. What is your vision today? What's your vision for your church? Are you leaving it all up to the pastor? Or is the pastor leaving it up to the congregation? What is your leadership? What is his vision? What is the church's vision? I say the pastor is important, the important person in the church, but lay people are important also. The priorities of the ministry is finances and time. It costs money to run a church. It takes time to run a church. And decisions to grow and submission to God. Church growth comes when we pray bodily and plan fearlessly. We've got to plan bodily and we'll grow fiercely. And I'm saying today to you, sir, don't sit around and wait for your church to grow. Start doing something to make it grow. It won't just sit around. You can sit around, sit, soak, and sour in the status quo that you're in until the next thing you know that you're dead and gone. And every time someone dies in a church, well, no one takes his place. No young people coming into the church. No new people coming into the church. It's got nowhere to go. It's just going to sit there until it dies. That's why the man said it ruts or it rots. And when it ruts or rots, then we come up with a dead church. And it's only dead preachers preaching dead sermons to dead people. And that's why we don't have church growth today. Our church is in trouble. Our churches are in trouble today, sir. You know that as well as I do. And we've got to do something to make the church grow today. No, sir, I'm saying to you today, church growth won't just happen. We've got to get busy and make it happen.
Our country where no twilight shadows deepen, an ending day where night will never be. What heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne around the crystal sea?
Martha does a great job on that song. I'm sorry for that message. I I'm having eye trouble. I've changed glasses and I can't hardly see what I'm looking at half the time, so you'll have to kind of overlook me. But I hope that you understand what I'm saying. Church growth won't just happen, my friend. We're going to have to work at it. And nowadays, our churches are all in trouble. It seems like that the people are just not, there's not no concern this day and time. And people are not interested. Our young people are not interested. And if you've got a good growing church, or you've got a church that's, well, not status quo, but moving along, then you ought to be proud of that. Pray for your pastor. Pray one for another. Stand together, because together we stand. It's divided that we fall. I appreciate everyone who listened to this broadcast. And if you'd like to have a tape now, all you have to do is call me, or either drop me a card or a letter, and I'll be more than glad to get them out for you. I'm sending out the broadcast. I have several, broadcast tapes, and it's got music and singing on it, and it's got preaching. And if you want some of those, I'll be more than glad to send you some of those. I think I sent Brother Runyon some by my Greg's wife, Kim. And I appreciate Kim. She listens every Sunday to me, and I appreciate her. And I'll send you some tapes. Now, don't forget, if you want to pull my website up, you can go in there on any on your cell phone or any internet. And if you have internet, just type in stbi.org. That's something to believe in. .org. And you go to Tommy Mounce's ministry, and you can get our music, you can get our preaching, our tent meetings, and get a lot of stuff off of there. So you can I appreciate Dana and Daryl Olson for doing that for me. They committed themselves to that many years ago, and they've been very faithful. So I appreciate them. I appreciate you. It's getting cold now, and winter's just around the corner. So let's pray hard. Go to church today. Well, I've got to get off the air today, so I'll be praying for you. Pray for Martha. She's not doing any better, but anyhow, you understand her situation. So continue to pray for me and pray for her. And until this same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounce, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounce, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.